Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Danish composer, Poul Ruders, took the Margaret Atwood novel The Handmaid's Tale and turned it into a successful opera that played on both sides of the Atlantic in 2003 to sold-out houses. Now Ruders is back with a new opera inspired by the Lars von Trier movie Dancer in the Dark. Now, if you saw the film, you know it centers around a woman named Selma, played in the movie by the singer Björk. That character gives the new opera its title. Selma Yezhkova gets its American premiere here in New York tomorrow night, and Poul Ruders joins us on Soundcheck today. Welcome.
My pleasure to be here.
So how different is your Selma from the Björk character that people may know from the Lars von Trier movie?
I mean, the soprano, Ulva Schilberg, the Danish-Swedish soprano, who actually sings the role of Selma in my most recent opera, is, I mean, she doesn't look at all like Björk.
Mm-hmm.
And
but is it the same character, or are you giving us maybe a different perspective on the story?
It's a completely different perspective. I mean, it's a condensed version of the story in the film. And, I mean, in a way, it has got nothing to do with the film as such. I mean, it's not another version of the film. I mean, I could have taken the story from a novel or a short story or a play, but it just happens to be from a very recent and very famous film by a very famous Danish director, Lars von Trier, which makes it sort of, I mean, I knew that I was going to play with fire. I mean, had it been a 50-year-old play or a novel and exactly the same story, I wouldn't have been at all worried. But anyway, if you want to, I mean, call yourself an artist, then you have to play with fire and take risks, which I did. Anyway, what the audience is going to see and hear tomorrow at the Lincoln Center Festival is vastly different from the film. It's only the story, the main tragedy. I mean, the film... there are two storylines running parallel, and actually the opera is, I mean, only 70 minutes, which is half the length of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And the storyline in my opera focuses entirely on the tragedy proper. I mean...
This is Selma, who is losing her sight.
Yeah,
and I mean, I don't know how much further to go. I don't want to give away anything,
she's rapidly going blind. And then there is, drama involving her and her son, who has inherited this ocular disease, and the local policeman, Bill Houston. It's condensed. It's actually extremely condensed from the story, the original story.
And at 70 minutes, almost a kind of chamber opera in size, if not in scale.
Yeah. I mean, it's as opposed to, say, The Handmaid's Tale, which you brought up a couple of minutes ago, the forces are limited to only 33 musicians and four soloists. And most of the soloists actually double in various roles.
Oh. Whereas Handmaid's Tale is a grand opera on a grand scale.
Huge.
Let's hear a little bit from the Poul Ruders opera called Selma Yezhkova.
Everyone to our I am a woman of war.
That is a little bit of music from Paul Rudder's new opera called Selma Yezhkova, getting its American premiere tomorrow night at 8 at the Rose Theater at Lincoln Center. The composer with me on Soundcheck today, and there's almost a kind of pop song or folk song quality to that. This is the first time we meet Selma, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's at the very beginning of the opera. She works at this metal sheet factory. It's hard and unrewarding work, but she does it entirely to save money so that her son can have an eye operation. And in order to, I mean, mentally survive this ordeal, she constantly, while she's working, she escapes into her own inner dreams, and she loves musicals. So what you just heard is what she hears in her mind. And then towards the end of this excerpt, you hear percussion start hammering and strange chords, and that's when she's being pulled back into the harsh reality of the factory. So whenever it happens a couple of times, the music probably changes into something popular, then we are inside her head and inside her dreams.
So, you know, we were talking earlier with the conductor, Leon Botstein, about Sibelius and, you know, the sort of play of modernism against a more conservative style. It sounds like you're playing with sort of both sides of that, of the musical spectrum within a single character in this opera.
Yeah, because, I mean, in opera, I mean, you can't really seriously work with, I mean, terms such as modern or old-fashioned, because, I mean, it's what is modern today is old-fashioned tomorrow. And of course, in almost any opera, you have to go from in the inside of the various protagonists and use it to carry across to the audience what is this about.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, knowing, I mean, from the libretto and the story that Selma escapes from the harsh reality into dreaming about being a musical star. Of course, I write popular music, I'm not a musical composer. I'm hopefully an opera composer, but at least what I can do is to give the audience a whiff of something different, of something happy.
So is this a dark story for you? Is there redemption at the end of Selma Yezhkova?
No, there isn't. I mean, it can't possibly be any darker.
Hmm. Well, it's 70 minutes. Thank goodness that it's only 70 minutes.
It is, yeah.
But it is the American premiere tomorrow night at 8 at the Rose Theater at Lincoln Center. In addition to the regular acoustic sounds, I mean, you've done work with electronics and things like that in the past. Is there any?
Not really. What I have used in The Handmaid's Tale was sampled sounds.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, what sounds electronic vaguely in the background, I use a synthesizer to sort of boost the potency of the diminished orchestra, but also to give a slight whiff of the popular,
mm-hmm.
Which is why sometimes you hear these electric organ sounds in the background. Which is my way of very subtly show that there's also a thin connection with popular music, but it's almost not there.
Well, there are these, as you say, these little wisps of orchestral or other than orchestral color in the opera Selma Yezhkova by Paul Rudders.
Yeah. hiding behind. For handicap.
Once again, some music from the Danish composer Poul Ruders and his opera Selma Yezhgova, based around the character of Selma, who we first met in the Lars von Trier movie Dancer in the Dark. The Handmaid's Tale, when you set that Margaret Atwood novel to music, you set it originally in Danish, and then it played here, I guess, in English. What about this opera?
Actually, The Handmaid's Tale and Kafka's Trial, both operas were written in English because the same librettist, British Paul Bentley.
Huh.
And then I translated it into Danish because, I was told quite simply to translate it from the English into the Danish because the premiere in both cases happened at what we call our national stage.
Mm-hmm.
But this third time lucky, I was allowed to have it done in English. Besides, I mean, von Trier's original film script was written in English. And I decided and succeeded in actually persuading the powers that be at the Danish Royal Opera that it would be to everybody's benefit to have it sung in English,
mm-hmm.
of course, with super titles.
Okay. So Selma Yezhgova is sung in English. What do you look for in an opera? Is it different from what Verdi or Puccini or Rossini even further back looked for in an operatic story?
I guess that it's pretty much the same we are looking for. I'm in pretty daunting company here, but basically the main red thread in at least what I want to do when writing opera is a strong emotional main story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it opera is about emotions.
So what should we bring to this opera? A box of Kleenex?
Yes. I guess it's a weepy.
It's a weepy.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of music, once again, from the forthcoming opera, Yelma Yezhkova, American premiere tomorrow night at Lincoln Center, by my guest Poul Ruders. The opera is Selma Yezhkova, a weepy, as its composer Poul Ruders has just told us, getting its American premiere tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Rose Theater at Lincoln Center. It's part of the Lincoln Center Festival. So, Poul, you've taken ideas from novels, from film. Have you taken ideas from other music as well?
Constantly. I guess I'm a bit of a magpie.
Mm-hmm.
But as good old Igor Stravinsky said, a real composer steals, a bad one borrows.
So the piece we're going to conclude with is actually a work of yours called Differencias, and this sounds like it might have been lifted from a famous composer.
Well, it's all Bach.
All Bach.
Being reshuffled constantly.
And it's a piece that we're hearing a little bit of it in the background. It's Got a little bit of Bach's Jesu Joy of Man's Desire.
It's all that. Only that it's all Bach.
Mm-hmm. And yet it has your name on it.
Yeah, but it's been, I mean, constantly.
So it's the
reshuffled.
The reshuffled, the variation.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
All. Well, we'll conclude with this piece by the Danish composer, Poul Rutters, called Differentias. It's been a long time since you were last in our studios. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the premiere tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, music critic and author Simon Reynolds joins us to take on the current nostalgia craze and a live performance from the punk-minded bluegrass trio The Devil Makes Three. And listeners, WNYC and WQXR need your music suggestions for the 10-year anniversary of September 11th. What music would you like to hear as you think about the events of 10 years ago? What music would you like to share with your fellow New Yorkers? We're creating a special playlist of music for a project called Measuring Time. To leave your suggestion and to see what others have already suggested, visit the webpage wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.